This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, hundreds of protesters shut down traffic in the Chinese city of Kunming to dramatize their opposition to a proposed petrochemical plant. It's the latest in a series of Not in My Backyard or NIMBY protests in recent weeks throughout that country. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, David.
Explain the timing here. Why are we seeing more of these types of environmental protests in China now?
Well, I think it's a sign of growing consumer class in China. You know, decades ago when China began to develop, there was an unspoken deal between China's government and its people, and it was basically this: if you don't challenge our authority, we'll give you a better quality of life. And for years, a better quality of life has meant the freedom to make money. Now that many Chinese have accomplished that, they're revisiting the quality of life clause in that deal, and they're saying, you know, we'd also like clean air and water, please. And if the government ignores them, you get people out on the streets like we saw today.
And how does the Chinese government typically respond when they see protests like this?
Well, you know, they've actually taken some pretty Orwellian measures to prevent these protests. 2 weeks ago, officials in the city of Chengdu suddenly declared that a Saturday would be a work day and a school day for everyone. And they did this to prevent a protest from happening. And that's a city of 14 million people.
Government gets points for creativity, I suppose.
Right. In Kunming, the site of today's protest, the government asked local companies to have their employees sign contracts promising not to even talk about the proposed project.
Do any of these protests actually work, get the job done for the people protesting?
Well, yeah, increasingly, yes. Just today, in fact, the mayor of Kunming came out to talk to protesters. He bowed to them, and then he apologized for bad communication, telling them there'd be a public hearing. A lot of protesters didn't believe that gesture. But, in other news today, we learned that a lithium battery plant proposed for a district here in Shanghai was actually scrapped and the land given back to the local government after a string of protests by angry suburbanites here. So the message for other urban Chinese, I think, is that sometimes coming together to protest will actually change the minds of those in power.
Rob Schmitz is Marketplace's China Bureau Chief. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, David.